Questions for the players?
Jared, this is mainly for you, and Mike, if you could chip in as well. On Wednesday, you were very frustrated with the rebounding or lack thereof by you guys. Can you just talk about what the last 3 days were like? You knew Cal coming in was a good rebounding team, and you guys out-rebounded tonight. You seemed like you had more aggressiveness tonight. Can you just talk about what you guys kind of focused in on approaching this game?
I mean, there's really no secrets to it. I mean, rebounding a lot of times is just effort and intensity, and, you know, it's just a mindset. And on Wednesday, we didn't do a good job of, you know, playing with the toughness that we need to do to be successful. And I thought we did a better job of that tonight, and I guess the numbers showed that too.
We just played harder and got more rebounds. We got all the loose ones. That was the biggest thing. We took care of the small stuff, and that's results in a lot more rebounds, I guess.
The back fellows.
A two-part question, Mike. How do you explain that from one game to the next? And there were a couple simple plays, like, I think that were illustrated with that, like Ben saving the ball out of bounds, even though they got it. And I think Trayvon hustled back and got that offensive foul. Are those examples of what you guys are talking about, where doing those things may not show up in the stat sheet right away, but they help you win a game?
Yeah, definitely. It's not a big secret. We got to play harder than teams to beat them. And that's the simplest thing. A team that plays harder generally wins. And that's what we did tonight. So that was the biggest thing. You know, little things like that take a big game, and, you know, to break it down to little things like that, all of a sudden you wonder why teams are winning and losing. Little plays like that are reasons why.
Jim?
Ben and Jared, you guys shot well tonight, particularly from inside the three-point line, which wasn't the case the other day against Virginia. Was it better looks, or just a matter of doing a better job of finishing?
Well, I think there were a lot of the same looks. Just a matter of stepping up to the plate and being a man and finishing the play. So it was good that the looks were there again. So it's just going to be continuing to finish them throughout the year.
Kind of a combination of things. I mean, sometimes it's shot selection. Sometimes we settle for, you know, fadeaways or off-balance shots when, you know, if you go in stronger, have better balance, and, you know, get your eyes up on the rim, you know, you have a better chance of finishing them. And, you know, we did a better job of that tonight. And, you know, sometimes it's just the way the ball bounces too. So, you know, when we have nights that we're not shooting particularly well, you know, that's when we got to rely on our defense. And I thought defensively we played a lot better today too.
And what was the key for you guys tonight in defending Cobbs? Just make him work for everything? And just kind of what approach did you guys take with him? Because obviously he's put up some pretty good points so far this year until tonight.
Yeah, I think both Cobbs and Grab, they were shooting a really, really high percentage. So just sticking with our rules and making them work really hard for everything they got. And once they shoot it, if they miss, we got to finish the play and rebound. So I think overall it's just making sure that we're working hard and working them and making sure that they're having to work on both ends of the floor, too.
Mike and Jared, you guys both had a ton of points off turnovers, or rather the team did overall. How did you kind of keep Cal on their feet defensively, and what did you do to try and make them uncomfortable when they had the ball in their hands?
Just playing our game. I mean, there's no secrets to what we're trying to do. I mean, offensively, we're trying to move the ball, you know, make hard cuts, try to touch the post, and I thought we did a decent job with that. I know I had one turnover, but, you know, when we were getting the ball inside, they were looking to double a little bit, and, you know, we did a decent job of moving out of that. We still do a little better with that, but, I mean, that was one key right there.
I think defensively we did a good job of pinching and squeezing the floor. My coach and I said making gaps look smaller. And, you know, when Cobb was getting in the lane, we tried to drop it off a few times to the bigs. You know, our guards did a good job of coming down and helping us out and just getting their hands on the ball. We don't really track tips, but if we were to, you know, look at this game, how many tips we had, how many of those tips resulted in steals, it would be a pretty high percentage, and that's kind of the biggest thing, I guess, that happened in this game.
Jared, as a senior who's obviously played a lot of games in the post, when you have a team, you know, like a Virginia or Creighton that out-toughs you at times and gives more effort, how personal do you take that as a guy that's been around a while, and how much do you want to try to fix that the next game?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely take it personally when you get, you know, out tough, you want to say, with the Virginia game, something that we never want to have happen, and that's, you know, something that we can usually, you know, hang our hats on in this program is playing harder than people and being tougher than people and just outworking guys. And, you know, it's something that we obviously got away from on Wednesday, and, you know, I don't think we've done a great job in the early part of this season, but, you know, I like the fight and the guys today. We played a lot harder. Like Mike said, there's, you know, the guards were helping down a lot better when, you know, that's what we got to do defensively. When a big guy steps up to help, you know, the guard's got a pinch on the backside, and, you know, we did a great job of that today, getting a lot of deflections, and those are just, you know, energy plays and hustle plays that we got to make, and, you know, we did a better job of that today.
One more question, go ahead.
Yeah, for any of the guys kind of following up on that, does practice, does it change at all the last couple of days after a game like Wednesday? I mean, is there any different kind of intensity, or is it just kind of like that all the time?
Pretty much the same thing. I mean, we're going to do, you know, Coach Ryan's all about consistency. You know, it's the same thing day in and day out. You know, obviously the film session was, you know, there's a lot to learn when, you know, when you take a loss. Obviously we did some bad things. So, you know, there's a lot more to learn from when in a game like that. But then, you know, once we get on the court, you know, it's the same focus, same intensity every single day. And, you know, that's how, you know, that's a big part of why we've had a consistent program here.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Thank you.